It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. And yes, folks, it happened again yesterday for the New York Yankees.
Rare to see the Yankee bullpen up and throwing with Chapman on the mound. Yankees trying to hold on. They lead 2-1 top of the ninth inning. This could be 1-2 on the first. It's a triple play. They've done it again. Three times a charm, and the Yankees win 2-1. Can you believe it?
Wow, it smiles all around, and that's a good way to put the bullpen down. Another triple play. Michael, you might be a part of history here. What's three up so far this year?
Well, the Yankees have never had three triple plays in any of their seasons since 1903. Just amazing, David.
I only have one thing to say. I'm going to answer your question, Michael. No.
It's hard to believe. What a way to end the game. A triple play off the bat of Murphy. Second time that they've had Chapman on the mound when this happened. And it's a 5-4-3 triple play.
I tell you what, that's an exciting way to end the game. But boy, if you break down this series, I mean, the Yankees are competing now. In the last six games, including the Toronto series, you can see the Yankees, they feel it. We'll see Tuesday night if they can continue.
And this was actually a good play. It was hit right down to third base, perfect, touch third base, throw to second, throw to first. The last triple play was just that they turned was Toronto running around like mice all over the place. But three in 3 weeks, three triple plays in 3 weeks. It's just crazy. Now, also, when you take a look, at what's going on here, we'll look at the other scores. Of course, the Yanks won 2-1. Mets got defeated by the Nationals, swept, I think, 5-2. Let's see, let's go down the list here. I know that the Red Sox did play yesterday, and why can't I? Tampa Bay Rays lost 6-2. And why can't I find the Red Sox game? I thought they played. Oh, the Red Sox lost to the Royals. So the Yankees, who were 8.5 games out of first place, 8.5 games out of first place, just, I'll say, 5 days ago, are now 4 games out of first place, 4.5 games. And the Yankees have played 71 games. Tampa Bay has played 73 games. And the Red Sox have played 72 games. So the Yankees have 2 and 3 games in hand. And it just shows you how wild baseball is, or how even it is. The Yankees were 8.5 games back just 5 days ago, 6 days ago now, 4.5 games back, and they hold 2 or 3 games advantage that they haven't even played yet. Meanwhile, even though the Mets had a bad week, they still have a 4-game lead in the NL East, 36-29. And yes, the Boston Red Sox lead Tampa Bay by 0.5 game in the National Baseball League Eastern Division. Well, the Hawks are heading to the East Finals after their Game 7 win in Philadelphia. The Knicks then shouldn't feel so bad. They lost 3-1 to the Hawks. They're on to the Finals. The Nets lost. They're out this weekend. They're done. It's all over in the NBA for the Nets. And in the National Hockey League, the Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Canadiens 2-1. They are now up. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. And the Islanders got a big win this past weekend on Saturday as they defeated the Lightning 3-2. That series is now tied 2 games apiece. And the next game in that series is today, and that is set for 8 p.m. this evening. So that is a quick look at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.